Sitting in court as he's handed a 12-year jail sentence, the scene is a far cry from his former life of luxury. The son of Mozambique's former president was among 11 people found guilty in a corruption case known as the Tuna Bond scandal. It involved state-owned companies illicitly borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars from international banks to fund a tuna fishing operation and surveillance vessels. But the cash disappeared, and Mozambique's government hid the borrowing from both Parliament and the public. When the full scale of the hidden debt came to light in 2016, it triggered an economic crisis in Mozambique. The country's currency lost a third of its value, inflation surged, and foreign donors pulled out. Former President Armando Guebuza, who was in office when the loans were agreed, testified at the trial. His son was found guilty of influencing his father to get the government to approve the deals, and of using a $33 million bribe to buy luxury cars and a mansion in South Africa. 8 of the 19 defendants were acquitted, while the rest were given prison terms ranging between 10 and 12 years. Handing down the sentences, the judge said the scam had plunged thousands of people into poverty across the country. Many outside the court said the judgment sent a clear message.
To those who are still willing to commit such crimes, that there's no, that is no longer the country where you can commit such crime and walk free. So I think that those who orchestrated this crime will not go free as we used to see in this country back in the days.
The debt scandal exposed corruption on a global scale and sparked legal cases across three continents. Kevin Calvert, Al Jazeera.